Congratulations to Texans wide receiver Cecil Shorts III for being selected by the fans as the Whataburger Player of the Year. The Houston Texans will donate $8,000 to the Fifth Ward in Richmond Center in his honor. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Well, we can't close out the season without talking about the biggest question on fans' minds, everyone's minds, and that is the quarterback position.
Yeah, Patty, this is a big topic in the offseason. What will the Texans do at quarterback? Brian Hoyer is under contract. You have Tom Savage here still, but T.J. Yates, who's a folk hero, legendary Texan, really, is a free agent. Brandon Whedon, a free agent. I mean, I forgot all the quarterbacks they have. They have so many. So we'll see how they play it. There are a lot of options out there, a lot of interesting possibilities, and there's also the draft. So let's just see. It's going to be the drama of the offseason.
Well, it absolutely is. And in fact, it's already started because when we were in the locker room this week talking to the players, Tom Savage said pretty much he doesn't care who they bring in. He feels like he's the guy who's ready to start fighting for that job.
Well, I think just being in the system for 2 years has been huge. It's a tough system, so you just really take advantage of this year, and I think that did that. So,
when you come back, Tom, you're coming back with the idea I'm going to win that job.
Absolutely.
What do you think you'll have to do to win it?
Just perform and compete, and obviously just stay on top of this whole deal. I mean, I'm going to have an awesome opportunity this spring, no matter what happens, and I'll be ready to go.
Tom Savage, you know, one of the great mysteries of this year, Patty, if they had left Tom Savage on the 53-man roster when he got hurt in the preseason, he would have eventually played because of what happened with Mallett and Hoyer getting hurt. We would have known more, but it was a risky proposition. They needed the roster spot. So here you have another unknown situation with Savage moving into year three of his career.
Yeah, hindsight is always 20/20. But let's flip over to the other side of the ball. J.J. Watt really grinded it out with the groin injury. It finally took him down late in the third quarter, and he's having surgery this week.
Yeah, he is. And boy, how painful was it to see the warrior Watt injured, having to leave the game? You know, it was killing him to do it, but you know that he's going to take care of business, take care of his body, and move forward, starting with the surgery.
We'll get diagnosed tomorrow, but I'll have surgery on Tuesday. So I'll take it from there.
Did you expect you mentioned surgery, but groin surgery?
I know exactly what it is when we get looked at further, but yeah, I know for a fact we got to fix something, that's for sure. But it's something we've been dealing with for probably, 6 or 7 weeks now, and our training staff's done a great job of just getting me out there on the field so I can play, so. Sunday or yesterday was kind of the breaking point. So, a lot of credit to our training staff, they've done an unbelievable job.
Since you would obviously never tell us much about it, now that it's over, how much did it limit you?
I won't ever make excuses.
The heels on its own.
The hand? Yeah, the hand's almost all the way done now. It's maybe a week or two away from being 100% again. So, but it's definitely good enough to do almost every activity.
What are your thoughts
down
the season anyway?
Did yesterday? Not good. This league is about winning championships. That's why you put in the work. That's why you put in the time. And when you don't win a championship, it's a disappointment. That's just the way it goes.
Absolutely crucial that J.J. gets himself healthy for the 2016 campaign. No Pro Bowl for him, I assume, with the surgery and everything. But you got to get Watt out there again next year after another phenomenal year for 99.
Absolutely. All right, let's take one final timeout on the show. But when we come back, we'll wrap things up with one final installment of
Dare Drew. It's coming your way.
Stay with us.